az gyerekségé. One time, there was a boy coming from the old fiber. There were a bunch of Spanish guys working over here on the highway.
Mm-hmm.
And this boy was coming in a wagon. And this Spanish, and that boy came back and this Spanish boy said, "Hey, you Santanero, went to fiesta?" And he meant a lot of dancing and all that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They were making fun of him, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then this Indian, he said, he told his Spanish kid, "Yeah, it's on account of you, Spanish, that brought all this santos and all this religious. That's why we're having dances out there. If it wasn't for you, Spanish, maybe we got our own religious. There would be no fiestas.
Mm-hmm.
You brought all these saints along with you to give it to us. That's really, he was bad then, Mom." That was true, because
mm-hmm.
those Spaniards brought all them
yeah.
santos. Because the Indians had no santos in those old
Indians.
Mm-hmm.
Do a lot of the Indians feel like that boy then?
I guess so. Because we had our own religious in a way of how we should. Way back in the early days, the Indians used to, they said the Indians used to use ox too, like the old people out in Europe and those places, you know.
Before the Spanish came?
Well, before the Spanish ox, you know,
mm-hmm.
with yoke.
Uh-huh. To plow?
And the plow, wooden plow, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what my father said. He didn't use ox. And when I was a little boy, I used to go in front of those oxes. Of course, they didn't have no lines or
uh-huh.
no nothing. Just the man holding the wooden, what you call it, plow.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to go in front of those oxes. And when it's time to turn, I turn around, and those
mm-hmm.
oxes will follow me,
yeah.
and then go back in the furrow again.
Mm-hmm.
All day I had to walk in the front. That's how they used to plant their wheat and corn.
Mm-hmm.
And those little old wooden plows, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then they came the horse and the plow.
Was that still a wooden plow?
That wooden plow is gone.
Mm.
No more. Too slow. And then came the plow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the horse. A little faster and a little better work.
Uh-huh.
Now it's going too.
Mm.
I have some of my old plows over there yet, but I'm not using them anymore. The horse. Old
mm-hmm.
harness still there. Now the tractor
mm-hmm.
and the plow.
When did the Indians first get tractors?
Oh, I mean just lately.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of them. Some of them still are using horse plow.
Do all these things belong to, you know, individual families, or do they belong to the whole tribe?
No, individual. Those that could afford to buy tractors, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They got tractors. But if you can afford to buy a tractor, you know, it's just like you.
Mm-hmm.
Horse plows. That'll be gone pretty soon.
Yeah, And guess what, everybody wants to do it the easier way.
It's faster, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not much work. When
mm-hmm.
you do sit on the crap train, there comes the 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
The old and waste. You're always be tired of even walking behind the plow all day.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is not changing. But the old moor, you know, sickle
mm-hmm.
or alfalfa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Horses pull that. And then you get your rake after it's ready.
Mm-hmm.
Hand rake, you know.
Uh-huh.
Now those rakes, that they come in, they make furrows.
Mm-hmm.
What you do is you go and sit on a tractor and let them just come behind. In no time.
Mm.
Old balers too. Horse balers, you know. Mm. I used to bale a lot of that with the old time horse baling, you know.
Uh-huh.
One stands up there and beats the baler.
Uh-huh.
With a pitchfork, and one man throws it on top of the table and he pulls it down into the machine.
Mm-hmm.
And one sits behind where the bales go through,
mm-hmm.
and he ties that,
uh-huh.
and those bales just
mm-hmm.
slow work.
Mm-hmm.
But today you just get your baling machine in there and
mm-hmm.
hook it onto your tractor and there you go. Those bales will just
mm-hmm.
come behind.
Well, those people have a lot more spare time nowadays.
Oh, they have more spare time, more something to do after work. Go inside and go sit down and read your paper or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
the olden times, you know, you have to go back and feed your horses, worry your horses. Well, then everybody was used to it, you know. They don't
mm-hmm.
kick a body or they don't.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it's too hard, you know, to
mm-hmm.
go. To work, you have to unharness your team, take them to the corral, feed them. The only thing that we have is now just to riding horses.
Mm-hmm.
We've got cattle. You can use that bicycle or motorcycle up on or around the
mm-hmm.
you just have to have a horse. Old time ways just going by.
Yeah.
People, old people, new already, everything's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Just fade away. Everything's gone. People will be blind, go from place to place in no time. People will mix. We're all going to mix pretty soon. I don't know how they know. We're mixing now.
Mm-hmm.
Spanish, Indian, Anglo. Everybody's just, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Even the Negroes.
Yeah.
And Anglos are married Negroes.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's, I don't know whether it's food to zero the car to that one or two now. So they knew it. I don't know what year that train came by here. There was one old man that was still a kid on there, and they were building that railroad.
Mm-hmm, the Santa Fe?
Santa Fe Railroad.
Mm-hmm.
But he's passed away a couple of years. I guess there's a record about that in Santa Fe.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
Hmm.
What year that train went through.
Is that the train that goes by Hamish, is it?
Hamish?
Which pueblo is it where the railroad goes right by in front of it? Is it San Domingo?
San Domingo, mm-hmm.
Okay.
It comes through Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. In the old days, there was still the Navajo and the Apaches and the Comanches.
A lot of things going to be lost.
Is that because people just aren't interested anymore?
What?
Is that because people just aren't interested anymore, like the children?
I guess it's so.
Maybe their children or their grandchildren will become interested in it. Then they'll have what records we have and they can look at them and learn.
Yeah, this young kid said I'm talking to them anymore. English. It's a shame that they should talk Indian. Like before I went to school, I was starting my Indian term, and then when I went to school, I started my learning English.
Mm-hmm.
So you all go to different pueblos. I can understand what they're talking. But if I don't know my Indian language, I don't know what to do. It's like these young kids, you know. You say something to them in Indian, they just look at you. They don't know what you're talking.
Don't people talk Indian to them when they're very young, before they go to school?
It's our own fault. They shoot.
When you went to school, did they try to prevent people from speaking Indian?
They did. We used to get punished, you know, if we talk Indian.
Hmm.
The schools.
Even when we weren't in classes?